Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. And today is our last episode of the 2016-2017 school year. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program, where this school year we have been reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators. We have had 200 promises, and my friends, there are more than that. But these 200 were placed in my heart to share with you this year. And so thank you, my friends, for joining us in the reading of the Word of God. But before we do that, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are amazing grace, the bread of life, the comforter, the designer, exquisite. You are faithful, generous, and the hope of education. You're the intelligent designer, and Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and mighty to serve. You are new right now, Lord, omnipotent, present with us, and the quieter of our souls. You are righteousness and salvation for all who believe, the teacher of teachers, unmatched in your beauty, the vision we long to see, and the way and the life and the truth. You're the expert in education, Yeshua, the God of Zion. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty, mighty name. Help us to understand who you are more this summer. Help us to be in your book more. Help us to serve. Lord, we love you. We desire to know you more and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, we place this final reading in your hands and pray that the blessings your promises continually be a blessing upon our brothers and sisters. I thank you, Lord, for this privilege. You are the only wise God, and we bow before you in the holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God and day 200 on Around the Word in 180 Days. We are reading today the final promise in the Bible, and it is from Revelation 22, verses 4 to 5. The Word of God, Revelation 22, verses 4 to 5. From the NIV, the New International Version. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. From the RSV, the Revised Standard Version. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, and night shall be no more. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever and ever. From the King James Version, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And from the Living Bible, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be written on their foreheads. And there will be no night there, no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever and ever. The Word of God, Revelation 22, verses 4 to 5. What a mighty promise-keeping God we serve. My friends, I wrote you a note the day that I gathered these promises, and I have simply called these notes the note to the educator. They are from my heart to yours. This one is a prayer. Awesome God, our Father, as we draw to the end of the daily promises of God for educators and close this school year, we rejoice in your promises. They have been a feast, Lord, and have planted us firmly in the ultimate promise of eternal life through the shed blood, death, resurrection, and ascension of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for being a promise-keeping God and loving us into the kingdom. Lord, please bless the children over the summer and return them to us with dreams and visions from you. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful journey through your word. We love you so much. Amen. Thank you, my friends, again, for being so faithful and joining your brothers and sisters in the reading of the Word of God each day. And though today is our last day of the 2016-2017 school year, we are looking forward to next year. And so we'll begin up again in early August. And I know some of you don't even start till after Labor Day, but we have a whole slew of Southern schools that go back in well before that. So that is why 180 days stretched to 200 this year. And so, my friends, I'm really not sure exactly what we're going to do. Because our first year, we did the whole New Testament. The second year, we did all the Psalms and Proverbs. And the third year, we did these beautiful promises of God. I covet your prayers for the right direction, that I may hear from God as to where he would want us to be next school year. So, my friends, the second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And prayer is our most essential tool. We do a prayer of unity each day, and we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. And today, we are simply going to praise God for the 2016-2017 school year. And we pray, too, that you have a very blessed summer. We have based that time on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And so, my friends, as you pray this summer, pray for new beginnings for the new school year, pray for the children to be safe over the school year, and pray for the needs of your administrative teams who stay behind and prepare for the new year. For it is a great gift to be an educator and to have this beautiful cycle of working so hard and then resting. What a gift. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals. These come from a series of writers who have gifted us with their devotionals, and most of them have been from Kathy Branzell, and we are going to end with her today too. All of these devotionals can be found at www.ceai.org, and that is our mothership for, oh man, so many resources for Christians in the public schools, and also for private school teachers and for homeschool teachers too. But we primarily focus on teachers in the public schools because of all of the legal issues that come up and the things that people think they can't do when in fact they can do. But it's always with wisdom and grace. And so look on the site throughout the summer when you'll have a little more time and check out the vast resources and the great stories that are told there of Christians in the public schools. So today, Kathy has entitled her devotional, End of the Year. God, we are so glad we are coming to summertime with a change of pace. We look forward to more time with you and enjoying your wonderful creation. Please renew our strength and enthusiasm and vision for the year ahead. We love you. Amen. And the scripture from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. The sign on the classroom door read, "Taking off for summer." I know that it meant there would not be any classes, that the organization was closed for the summer, but of course my mind wandered elsewhere. Taking off, to me it gave images of a launching, a celebrated beginning, not an ending. When a rocket is launched, it is only after years of construction, research, education, experiments, decisions, training, and much more. Does this sound like anything you're familiar with? You have spent the year doing all these things. Educating, experimenting, training, etc. And for those of you who teach a grade that is promoting to the next level of education, such as seniors going to work or college, this is a true launching point in their lives. fifth or sixth graders going to middle school or junior high, eighth or ninth graders blasting off to high school. It is an exciting time of new adventures, new things to do and learn. Like I said, it is a beginning, not a stopping point. What about you? I know many educators who have summer jobs. I know of two particular teachers who go to a different state and serve some of the best barbecue in the whole world all summer and then close down and go back to school. It is a total change of pace. They meet lots of interesting people and they make some extra money. Some of you will travel, spend some much needed time with family, get married, have a baby, move to a new city, or get some projects done. Take a chance, stretch, do something you have always wanted to do but have only had excuses to keep you from it. Write a book, take a class, create something, try a new hobby, skydive, climb a mountain, go on a mission trip, the sky's the limit. God loved us so much that he gave us this big, amazing world with breathtaking sights to see, wonderful people to meet, magnificent things to taste. Look at your list of excuses and then realize there are scholarships, grants, and sponsors out there to help. You have friends and family who have dreams, and together you can help one another make these dreams a reality. Summertime is a time to rest, but there is no time to waste. Remember, our days have been determined, so be determined to make the most of them. My prayer for you is that you begin your countdown to summer and take off. And from Dr. Seuss, how did it get so late so soon? It is night before it is afternoon. December is here before it's June. My goodness, how the time has flown. How did it get so late so soon? From Dr. Seuss. And that was our daily devotional, written by Kathy Branzell. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. Designed, of course, to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's quote is, "Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime." And that was from Maimonides. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. And so, my friends, as we close out, our final promise for the 2016-2017 school year, I wanted to remind you of our promise for today from Revelation 22, verses 4 to 5. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Dear Holy God, thank you, Father, for your light, for it is the way. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters in the public schools. Bless them with a very fruitful summer. And I pray, Lord, that they come closer to you, that they may impact our next generation, not just now, but for their whole career. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We lift up this summer in the holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until the 2017-2018 school year, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.